This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Brooms. Brooms. Sure, they beat the Brooms. Blackhawks, but you remember what happened.
Hey, Chicago, you trying to talk trash to me? You got swept. Brooms.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Sweeping the team makes such a statement of, hey, we're better than you. When it's a sweep, you leave no doubt. Nothing. There is nothing worse than losing a playoff game.
And you've given me that pain. Game 7 is massive.
And you've given me that pain three times.
But
no
game
thanks.
7 becomes so massive.
Brooms out, bitch.
Just watch.
Sweep. Sweep.
Hour 2 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's scrounge up some Hour 2 headlines for the people. Cam, what do you got?
All right. Scrounging up is a good way to put it, I guess. James Harden is reportedly frustrated with Kyrie Irving's part-time status as a Net. Obviously, I think, if you don't know, Durant has been out with an injury. Kyrie is doing his only playing road games. So it's basically kind of leaving James Harden just last man standing as far as, you know, as the team goes throughout the season on the basically a day-to-day basis.
I have seen that player. James Harden's name has been constantly linked to the Philadelphia 76ers. The report came out this morning that James Harden is incredibly frustrated with being in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Doesn't like living in Brooklyn. They stopped short of saying he doesn't like the team, but says, you know, basically he's going to look for a new home after the offseason, which kind of coincides with the headline yesterday that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to stand pat with Ben Simmons and not trade him this year in hopes of using him to acquire James Harden this offseason. Because, of course, Daryl Morey loves James Harden more than anybody in the world. And apparently, I guess James Harden doesn't like the Brooklyn strip clubs.
Not good enough.
I don't know if the Philadelphia ones are going to be any better, James, but
very true. Well, at least it's a different change of scenery.
What do Brooklyn strip clubs look like with their COVID policies? I feel like that's probably what's really irking him.
That's a good point.
He's going to have to go to one of the states. It's more free, so.
Yeah. I feel like Philadelphia was pretty early on the COVID stuff, too, but I guess probably not as strict as New York. The Brooklyn Nets treading water, 5-5 their last 10 games. Durant's been out. Kyrie's barely been playing. Still only a half game back of the one seed, though, from the number one rated Miami Heat, who are 30-17.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, who did the Heat lose to on Friday?
I don't know. I was in Titans mode. I don't think it counts the day before your favorite football team plays.
Did you see Hayden?
No, games don't count.
What's the season record between the Hawks and the Heat?
2-1, Miami's favor.
No.
It is.
So you say that would be more than one.
It is 1-0 since the team got rid of Cam Reddish and started playing better, though.
I thought Cam Reddish was the best defender in the league. That's what you were telling me.
No, I never said that.
That was DeAndre Hunter. That was DeAndre Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, coincidentally, he came back and the defense got a lot better.
What were you saying about Cam Reddish? One of the best scorers.
No, I just said he was a good, promising young wing. But
one of the most athletic.
He is one of the most athletic, and you know that's the problem. But you know, let this be a warning, Hayden. I mean, I don't know about in terms of the Miami Heat or just maybe it's just in your personal life. But Cam Reddish is a story about playing your role, understanding your role, being able to buy into a team atmosphere. You need to listen to this, Mister, who shows up 2 minutes late on his second day back.
I was here on time today, actually.
I was here at 11:58. I had to leave the door open because
11:58 is on time.
But sometimes you got to do what's best for the team. You got to accept a role. And Cam Reddish, this offseason, was like, hey, I want to be a star. I want to go back to offense. And the Hawks were like, bro, we don't need you to play offense. We got Trae Young. We need you to play defense. And he's like, no, I'm not going to. And then he was the worst wing defender this year in the NBA. So he got traded. And now guess what? Now look where he's at. He's in New York. Where he can't even crack the rotation.
The team ahead of you guys in the standings?
Yes.
Didn't they lose last night?
Yeah. We won.
I think we were only like a game or a half game back.
No, we're tied in the loss column. We're two wins back. We've played two fewer games because of COVID, but we're.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys are only, 11 spots behind the Heat.
You better be careful. You don't want a 2-7 matchup.
I mean,
it's ironic.
Yeah,
you don't want a 2-7
matchup. You don't
want
to deal with the reigning Eastern Conference player.
I really want the Heat.
You don't want
to play the Hawks in the first round.
You don't want a 2-7 matchup.
I believe before the season started, we were talking about Hawks like no less than 4 seed.
It's true. They got off.
Then COVID decimated the roster.
I'm still not willing to give up on that. COVID did decimate the roster.
There's only one player on the roster from opening day that didn't get COVID.
That was Cam Reddish, and he got traded.
Bam been like. Yeah, timeout. Like not playing all year?
Maybe arguably one of the most banged up and roster, one of the teams that's had the most roster fluctuation.
No one's arguing about the Miami Heat. We're arguing about the Hawks not being a top four seed. No one's arguing about
Miami Heat. But when you look at the Miami Heat, like there's been very few teams that have had as much roster fluctuation as them.
What does that have to do with the Hawks and the four seed?
Well, they're number one in the East. You don't see them making excuses. You see them winning games. But, the Hawks, they got to make excuses.
People would say that.
I mean, sure.
An objective person would see that.
Yeah, sure. And then they're going to get there, and they're going to lose in the first round like they did last year. Or did they even make the playoffs last year? They went around.
They
what happened?
They lost the Bucks in the first round.
Oh, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. Oh,
okay. NBA Finals the year before. When's the last time you guys have been in the NBA Finals? When's the last time you've been
in the
NBA
Mickey
Finals?
Mouse bubble?
When's the last time you've been in the NBA Finals?
We've kind of proven that the bubble was a farce. They've kind of proven.
Was the bubble a farce? Yeah. They gave us the Suns.
Absolutely.
I mean, sure, I gave you the Suns, but also gave you Anthony Davis becoming a really good outside shooter, and he's gone back to shooting 30% from the outside. It was a farce. It was a Mickey Mouse championship.
So you're saying that doesn't count towards LeBron's legacy, or what?
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Because it doesn't fit your narrative, or what?
No, I mean, I think everyone's kind of came together and said the bubble was a farce. It was a Mickey Mouse.
I think fans of teams that weren't successful or even in the bubble have maybe come together and said the bubble was a farce.
I agree with that.
I mean, when you look at the Lakers in the other years together, I mean, like they won the championship one year when they were in the bubble, and they've struggled the other 3 years outside the bubble. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, Anthony Davis has been a bad outside shooter his entire career except the 2 months in the bubble, but I mean, I guess you guys are right. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jay Crowder turned like a 48% three-point shooter in the bubble. So did Tyler Hero, and I mean, sure, Hero's good this year again, but last year was kind of stinky. Just saying, there's a lot of signs pointing to just
sophomore slump.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
now he's sixth man of the year, so.
I don't think that's true. I think Kevin Love's going to get it.
I think Tyler
he was going off last night. I was watching on
Kevin
Love's
snap last
Kevin Love's
literally
really good.
Him every single time. He was just draining them.
I love when
mouth.
You get good Kevin Love games.
I think
it always
he had 6 threes.
He was
in
six of 12 from three for the game. So if you hit him on the third quarter, yeah. But I mean, I'm just kidding about him, sixth man of the year. But 14 points a game on 40% shooting from three. So I mean, he's back to being a good player. He might be Tyler Hero. I mean, I don't know. Anyways, next headline, Cam.
All right, scary stuff in around, I guess, Bedlam, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, star wrestler AJ Ferrari, which is an ironic name here, and track athlete Isa Rodriguez were involved in a serious car crash Monday night. According to Oklahoma Highway Patrol, Ferrari was driving his Durango, and Rodriguez was the passenger, and they attempted to pass three vehicles while cresting a hill. He hit an oncoming driver, left the roadway to the left and overturned several times before resting in a ditch. The cause of the collision was listed as passing in a no passing zone. The other driver was uninjured. The wrestler who was driving the car was transported via helicopter to a hospital in Oklahoma City where he's listed in fair condition. So was the cross country star as well. He's also listed in fair condition with internal arm, leg, and head injuries.
Kind of wild.
But they said it's not life-threatening, is what Oklahoma State has said in a statement. Even wilder was, they just so happened that the Oklahoma State football offensive coordinator was driving by as this happened, and he's the one that actually pulled the guys to safety while the car caught on fire. So just wild situation all around there. But, yeah, he witnessed the crash, pulled them out of the car, and...
Kind of cool to be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, yeah, Ferrari's, like, basically one of the biggest wrestling stars in college. He has a, basically, NIL deal with the WWE and everything. Like, he's big in the wrestling world. He was he's won the national championship this past year. But scary stuff those two guys, you know, over in Oklahoma there.
Let's see. We got Dick Vitale to have surgery on vocal cords. Won't call another basketball game this season. Do we think he's back next season, or do you think this is it for Dick Vitale? Obviously getting up there in age, dealing with other
health
issues.
He at least gets one more game.
Yeah, we'll give him one more game.
No, I bet they'll just give him like a Duke UNC.
Send off. Kind of sucks they won't be able to just send off with Coach K's last Duke UNC game and then just kind of.
Maybe they can just like bring him out there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
He's a PTPer.
Die, Badandi, baby!
Still think about running into him in the bathroom.
He did two games.
He ran into him in the bathroom.
Two games this year.
I went into the stall after he was coming out of it for the SEC championship.
Yeah.
God, that was a crime scene the way Dick left that bathroom stall. He came out just pouring sweat. He looked me in the eye and he just gave me a look.
We're about 30, 45.
That acknowledged that he was in there fighting for his life.
He came into the student section when I was like, junior, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, I was at that game.
Handed out.
It was
like
a
little slip. It was against Florida, I think.
Oh, I thought it was the Memphis game.
Maybe because he also did that. I just know before.
Because he went to the student section
what?
During the Memphis game.
He just handed out like little slips.
Slips of what?
It was like.
What do you mean? I heard you say slips the first time,
like,
but slips of what?
Like paper, but like
acid.
Like it was like
what the hell are you talking about, Char?
The material that a sticker is made out of, but it wasn't sticky either. But it was like, you know, like the shiny, and it had like.
Was this a fever dream?
No, and he just handed them out, and it just had his social media listed on it, like his Twitter. His like Instagram or like something else. I don't really know
so
what
he's
it had
out
on
business
it.
Cards essentially.
Basically, but then it had his autograph on it. He's like, oh, I'm just, you know, he was like, you get an autograph,
okay.
And like
whatever.
Most of the girls
I'm out on Dick
in the student section were just like
with
really confused why a random old man was just giving them a piece of paper with his signature on it because they had no idea who he was. It was weird. But I have that piece of paper in my room.
Okay.
What the app?
Let's go to break.
Do you think any of those girls ever went home with Dickie V?
He is a good family man. That's not funny.
That was funny.
That's not funny. He's a good family man. Go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. About Dick Vitale. How about you say that on the air? You seem really, really worried that he might not actually live until next year as you're making jokes about him betting these college-age girls. I'm sure you really care about Dick Vitale.
I just said over the past 40 years, he's got a lot of clout. And girls like that sometimes.
He's had the
and
opportunities
he's,
there.
He's probably got hotel rooms like all across the country
That's
by
pitiful.
Himself.
That's sad.
And I've seen college girls go for less, probably. So, I'm not saying now, but I'm saying over the past 40 years on ESPN. I would say there is a chance.
I mean, okay.
And
yes,
either way.
Yes, there's a chance. But either way, is that something you want to think about? Do you want to think about Dick Vitale?
Well, he brought up
with
the
a
girls.
With
he
a girl.
Up the girls. I mean, I was.
Oh yeah. You're phenomenal, baby. Oh,
what an
yeah.
outstanding freshman.
I mean, is that the image you want? Regardless,
Charlie brought up the girls. That's all I was saying.
You brought the girls up?
Yeah, he did.
I said that he handed out those slips to women, and they had no idea who he was and were just very confused.
That doesn't count as bringing up the girls.
Yeah.
You were just saying that he was passing out
yeah,
to
exactly.
everybody.
And
but
then
he didn't have to say women.
He
could have
was just saying they were confused.
Students.
Well,
they
no, because
the men knew
the
who
men
he learned.
Knew who he was.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you brought up him betting these women.
I hope whenever he does bed women, though,
he's got a
he
wife.
Does his catchphrases.
He's happily married. This is despicable.
That
well, then I hope whenever he
that's
I hope
fine,
whenever he beds his wife, every time he's making he's commentating. He's doing his fun thing.
This is disgusting. Despicable.
Just hope he makes it till next year.
Well, I do really. Too. I do too. You better really hope he does after the way you've been talking about him. You better hope he makes it. I'd hate for your last words about him to be about this, to ask this question and to talk like this about him. I hope he makes it for your sake.
I hope that he was keeping a chart.
Every, I guarantee he wouldn't be honored. He would not find this funny.
I hope he was trying to find a woman from every high major school.
Get all the blue bloods.
He's pissed. He has like two left.
See, he's taking it too far. I only said one time. And now it's a chance of one time. Charlie's saying he's like stacking up a portfolio.
No, I said I hope.
I mean, the guy just had cancer too, by the way.
I think he still has it.
Okay, well, he was just like, it was almost
yeah,
like
he's getting surgery.
Sidelined and couldn't like continue because of the cancer. And you guys are talking about this as he's having, you know, another surgery.
Charlie's taking it too far. I only said just the one time. Just one moment of weakness. In 40 years, there's a chance.
I think what you said was worse. I just said I hope. You're just out here making accusations.
I'm just asking questions. But again, if the answer is yes, is that really an image you want?
Yeah.
It is. Trust me, if you saw what I saw in the bathroom, the answer would be no. You would not
I'd
want
say
to
say it's very similar.
I hope
just
it's not
him
that
leaving
similar.
A mess. just him. This is just sad. You guys are pathetic. Moving on. What are we moving on to? Still don't want to talk about football, really. I saw a stat that made me really sad about the NFL as their TV ratings poured in. Just another gigantic numbers as they continue to be the king. Then I did see the yards per play in the divisional round. Titans offense was the second best of the weekend, 6.8 yards per play, trailing only the Chiefs, who had 7.6 yards per play. Doesn't make me feel better as we lost. Doesn't make me feel better.
You're making me feel worse.
Chiefs-Bills did 42.7 million viewers. Best divisional game in 5 years. Peaked at 51.7 million. Just big numbers. Titans-Bengals, I think, did 30.6 million. That was the lowest of the weekend, but was still bigger than most years and still bigger than almost anything else on TV. Mm. People love the Shield.
Not me.
Titans make some changes to their coaching staff, but it doesn't seem like any of that truly matters, right? I mean, am I missing anything? Like Jim Haslett? I even remember, no, he was like still in the league. Anybody? Who are the other coaches that got let go?
Inside linebackers coach, assistant special teams coach, assistant strength coach, assistant defensive line coach. People think that there still could be more to come.
Okay. So Jim Haslett was the inside linebackers coach.
I want Todd Downing to leave. You think maybe we can like bully him into quitting?
Yes.
I mean, I would say to give him another year, but it's not his first year as an offensive coordinator. Like last year with Shane Bowen, you know, it was just first year kind of getting to call the defense. It didn't improve from year one to year two. Also got better players there.
Yep.
Also got full responsibility. And
sure, but, you know, with Downing as the OC, I mean, he's been an OC before in Oakland, didn't have a good track record there. Offense regressed. I don't know who's being the shield for who. I don't know if Tannehill is blocking him and protecting him from more criticism, or if Downing's protecting Tannehill from more criticism, or if they're both just getting it bad together.
I just feel like you can't roll with both of them. Like, if you're Mike Vrabel, you have to kind of decide who was the problem between the two, because obviously there was a problem, and, you know, maybe they're deciding that the injuries, the constant rotating of personnel was the problem, and obviously that is a factor, but, you know, I don't think you can just feel confident keeping both of them.
The divisional round, I mean, it's hard to win. It's hard to be in the Final Four. Tom Brady talks about it. Look, he says he's lost in every round, and they all hurt the same unless you win the championship. It's going to hurt. Like, you're set up where 31 teams are going to be pretty devastated at the end of their season. How much are these teams going to overreact? The pieces have been written that the Titans have hit their ceiling.
I don't think they've hit their ceiling.
I don't know. I mean, I think that could you have won that game? Could you win a similar game next year and go to the AFC Championship? Sure, but you're probably not winning the AFC and you're probably not winning the Super Bowl. I won't say that you have reached your ceiling. And even if you have, I think you'd always take a 12-5 season with a chance to be in the final four of your conference. I think that's an okay ceiling. I don't know how to fix that and get over the ceiling short of landing an elite quarterback, and that's just hard in the NFL. It's not like there are just a bunch of elite quarterbacks going around. Correct me if I'm wrong, any of you, but is there a Matthew Stafford laying around this year on a bad team that you could easily go get?
Russell Wilson?
I don't know about easily, but
I think he's easier to obtain than people might think. I think the Seahawks do want to start
a
rebuild. They don't have draft picks. And they want to remain competitive, so that could set up.
I feel like if you're going to rebuild, you're going to get rid of Pete Carroll.
Yeah, like they kept everybody. Like, I don't know if they're going to rebuild as much as they're talking about, like, still being a championship team and thinking they could, you know, make a couple moves on the outside to get better. Is what it seemed like Russell Wilson was saying whenever he was on the Manning cast, and that seems like what the Seahawks are saying as they are, you know, pretty much, again, bringing everybody back.
I feel like if you give them 2 firsts, a third, and Ryan Tannehill, they'd be intrigued.
Okay, I mean, maybe.
Because like they probably feel like they could still be competitive with Ryan Tannehill, and I think they want to be like in a competitive rebuild.
Is Russell that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, he's won and been to Super Bowls. I know lately the story about him has been, oh, he's a week 1-8 guy.
7 years ago, though. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, but he's had a bad roster. Like, he's had a roster where an average NFL quarterback would win like 4 games a year.
Yeah.
He gets sacked a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of those are his fault. Yeah. I mean, like, he's not without blame, and he's an upgrade over Ryan Tannehill, but I'm just asking, like, is he the only name out there? I mean, like, I don't think you're getting Aaron Rodgers, although every alt-right media personality comes to Nashville, so maybe it'd be fitting for Ryan Tannehill to come – or, excuse me, for Aaron Rodgers to come to Nashville as well. Join up with Ben Shapiro and Tommy Lauren.
I don't think he wants to be that
Loren.
Close to his family.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we got to get Jordan Rodgers away from Vanderbilt and away from the SEC network.
I guess Matt Ryan is the guy that you could target. He's obviously not Matthew Stafford's here, but
can't
he is
him.
An upgrade.
You really want to touch my players again? We're gonna do this again?
Well, Matt Ryan's not going to do anything for you. Yeah. He'd die behind this offensive line. And, yep. I mean, the salary cap for both of those guys is just – I mean, it'd just be trading problem for problem and then dead money on top of that.
Yeah, I don't want Tannehill.
Yep.
Yeah. Please, no.
Again, you should just draft Carson Strong. He could win you a Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Carson Strong.
I watched one game this year, and he's so slow.
Basically, the answer is no. Like, it's either Russell Wilson or bust, I guess, in terms of realistic options.
I think
seems that way, right? Like, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is not better than Ryan Tannehill. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo played terrible in
the two conference championships.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Tannehill's been to one, and I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo played terrible on Saturday. Like, just because he won the game doesn't mean anything to me. Like, if the Titans special teams would have blocked the punt or blocked that field goal for a touchdown, they would have won too. Like, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's.
He was. I won despite of him.
Right.
I don't think the Titans need an elite quarterback to win a Super Bowl, though. I mean, if they just had a version of Ryan Tannehill that didn't turn the ball over this year, they'd be playing this weekend with a pretty decent chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but like, where are you gonna find those? You're gonna go for Teddy Bridgewater? Like, what are you gonna do?
Maybe,
I mean, like, none of these quarterbacks are out there. Like, I mean,
Derek Carr, maybe, I don't know. He has turnover bugs too. I feel like I would be intrigued to draft a guy in the first round.
Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's not gonna happen.
That's right. When I think of quarterbacks who don't turn the ball over, Jameis Winston comes to mind.
Well, LASIK Jameis doesn't turn the ball over, John.
Taysom Hill.
God, I hate football. So stupid. I don't want to talk about
it. Taysom Hill would be interesting.
Shut up. No, he wouldn't.
Maybe Derrick Henry in the backfield.
Maybe this was an out.
Stop.
Just the read option.
The read option every play. What about Tyler Huntley?
I don't think Baltimore's going to get rid of him.
Mitch Trubisky?
Ooh.
Will you shut up about Mitch Trubisky?
Maybe the bowl fixed him.
Mike, let's just bring Marcus Mariota back while we're at it.
Dwayne Haskins.
Just go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Winning season returns at mybookie.com, and it's time to get...
The segment's brought to you by MyBookie. Fantasy football, been long gone, but you can keep the excitement alive with MyBookie's double deposit feature. Have your initial deposit matched up to $1,000. That's like playing every game with home field advantage. Just sign up using the promo code Knoxville and get your funds credited towards your account instantly so you can start placing your bets with MyBookie. With the NFL postseason in full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from at MyBookie, and everyone knows the playoffs equal points. It's the best time of the year to hammer overs with every player out to make a name for themselves. You know, every player prop is a great way to find an edge. MyBookie is also home to exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make your 2022 your best year yet. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using the promo code Knoxville. Place your bets and get ready for an intense set of playoff action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Remember, promo code Knoxville. List of the best NFL free agents for teams that are kind of looking around, trying to like improve, is on ESPN right now. I guess it's a good year to need a wide receiver because, you know, Devontae Adams is the number one free agent in the NFL.
He's going to Vegas.
You think he's going to Vegas with Carr?
I do, too. As long as Carr is the quarterback.
It depends on what Aaron Rodgers does, I guess.
I mean, I could see the Packers just franchise tagging him.
Did you see they posted Rodgers and Adams posted like the same picture on their Instagram story the other day?
Again? I mean, I know they did it before the year with the Last Dance.
Yeah, it was after the game. And, yeah, it was another like Jordan and Pippen picture. But I don't know if they want to, you know, stick together and whatnot, but...
So stupid.
So what does that mean? Like, Rodgers is going to retire and Scotty's going to go... Scotty slash Devontae is going to go play, like, in Seattle?
Yeah. I got no idea, but Aaron Rodgers seem to be linked to an extent.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers trying to tell us he's going to go try to play baseball. Is he going to try to get that Jeopardy job back?
Scotty puts off surgery until preseason.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Devontae.
Yeah. Go plays with the Trailblazers and... I mean, Adams, I guess, could be franchise tagged and traded. Although, if you're the Packers, I don't know. It's a weird situation. Like we talked about yesterday, of the four teams that lost this weekend, three of them at a real crossroads. The fourth, the Bills, they probably hurt the most after the way they lost. But if you're Buffalo, you're just like, yeah, we'll be back. We got Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't go as slow in the early parts of our playoff game, and we'll just go let him throw the ball down the field a little bit more.
We have Gabriel Davis. We'll be fine.
We have Gabriel Davis.
They need a better running back.
They don't run the ball.
I don't know if they need a better running back or just better like run blockers on their offensive line. Like, I don't know.
They've drafted two first round running backs, right? I mean, they haven't done anything.
I don't think Singletary was first round.
He was like third, I think, actually.
Moss was first round, right?
Moss was a second.
Oh, okay.
I think Moss.
They also don't even try to run the ball though. Yeah, like they maybe it's because they don't feel like they can, but at the same time, they were 32nd in the NFL in running the ball in run situations.
I guess they should run with Josh Allen, but...
Yeah, I mean, if I'm them, I'm spending all my money on defense. Like, I do something, like, in the middle of the field, and I don't know if it's we need better linebackers or better corners or what, but we got to do something with their defense. I know it was, quote-unquote, ranked number one, but pretty much every team with a pulse was able to move the ball against them. That was something we kind of talked about here a lot on the show this season. You know, they were the number one ranked defense, and then, yeah, they come to Tennessee and the Titans score, what, 34 on them?
Yeah.
Every team they played with kind of a pulse was able to kind of have their way with them. The Patriots in that win game ran for like 200-something yards on them.
And if Tre'Davious White is healthy for the Chiefs game, you think they win?
I don't know. Maybe
I think it helps, at least. Like, it slows down Tyreek.
That Tyreek touchdown, like, that dude just absolutely got smoked. The one that was, like, 70 yards, I mean.
Because I kind of think they win if they have Tre'Davious White.
Maybe.
They do need some – probably an upgrade at linebacker. They need, like –
That's the only place you can really upgrade. I mean, they have a good D-line, and they're
maybe a better secondary, probably. maybe a better second corner, but I feel like they don't really have that like uber athletic linebacker. Maybe I'm wrong, but
who is their?
It's like Milano
Edmonds.
Like Edmonds, yeah. But I feel like Edmonds lacks in coverage sometimes. I don't know.
Rest of the best free agent list over here. Number two, Terron Armstead from the Saints, offensive tackle.
Okay. Yeah, get him out of New Orleans. That's okay.
Coming in, you know, coming off of injury.
Are they going to rebuild?
The Saints?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be in a weird situation too, right? Because they don't know they're doing a quarterback. And you had the report that Sean Payton was just leaning towards maybe taking a year off.
Yeah.
Coaching and finding a new team.
And then Michael Thomas, like, that's like
I don't even know where
your
he
star
is.
Player, and he's like not played the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy. I'm glad his career's in the
top. I mean, what even happened this year? Like, he was like people drafted him in fantasy, I remember.
He was supposed to be back week 6, but he had a setback. Play. Yeah, yeah, he had a setback. He was supposed to be back like around week 6, week 7, then had a setback.
He probably saw like the quarterback and he's like,
might have been it.
Like, okay.
That might have been it. Number 3, Mike Williams. Hmm. Who you know, went from stud, can't miss out of Clemson to kind of a slow start, but then to a guy that had a lot of big-time plays. Had 129 targets, career high. Had 76 catches, 1,100 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll be back.
Not interested, Mike Williams. If I'm a team that needs a receiver,
okay,
there are 7 better receivers in the NFL draft.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably better off just drafting a guy. And
like, even when you get in, like, the third round, like, yeah. Jalen Tolbert from South Alabama, who we saw, is still a guy that I'd take over Mike Williams.
Sure.
I think he'll stay in L.A. I don't know why you want to
depends on how much he wants to get paid. If I'm L.A., I'm probably not spending a lot of money on him.
But nobody's going to break the bank for him, like Charlie just said.
I don't know. He's listed as the third best wide receiver in the third best player in the free agency class this year. So, like, I don't know
like
how much.
Way too high for him. Because I would rather, I mean.
He's 27.
You haven't said Harold Landry yet.
He had a pretty good year, though.
You haven't said Harold Landry yet. Like, Harold Landry is a better free agent than Mike Williams in a landslide.
I think we're underestimating Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams is really good. Like, I think Mike Williams was a huge – like, if you take Mike Williams off that offense, like, who is catching the deep balls from Justin Herbert? Like, Keenan Allen can't get
– Kenny Guyton.
Guyton.
Okay.
Josh Palmer.
Jalen Guyton.
Jalen Guyton.
Okay. I mean
– oops.
They weren't catching him this year. It was all Mike Williams pretty much.
Well, Mike Williams was very inconsistent.
He drops a lot of passes.
He has brick hands.
Okay.
I watched every Chargers game. I think Mike Williams is good. I think he's a good compliment to Keenan Allen. So I think he would stay in L.A. I don't know why he'd want to move. That seemed like the best scenario for him. But I think the Chargers, if they lost, then they'd find somebody else.
He makes athletic things look unathletic.
Chris Godwin comes in at number 4. With,
he's
dealing
Mike,
with
even off the torn ACL.
You think he's better than Mike Williams at this point?
Yeah. Even with the torn ACL, he's still better.
Jump ball
I would say
or
substantially
or,
better.
I don't
or
know.
A rat catcher.
Substantially better.
I go back and forth on Chris Godwin. I think he's one of the more overrated players in the league, but I don't know.
I think him being surrounded by all those star players in Tampa makes him look a lot better. Because everybody's going to spread out and guard everybody.
Jesse Bates, Orlando Brown Jr., safety Marcus Williams from the Saints, Von Miller, Tyrann Mathieu, number 9, Odell Beckham Jr., number 10. So, you know, I don't know how impactful these free agents are going to be.
Jesse Bates
know.
Should be number 2.
Okay. You had to get down to number 12 before you see Harold Landry. Number 14, Allen Robinson. I'd have Allen Robinson than Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson fell off so much. I know quarterback play was bad, but, like, he was irrelevant
he
for
can't get open anymore.
The season. Well,
I would like to see Allen Robinson with a good quarterback.
I kind of treat, like, Bears players the same as I treat Philbin coach players. You got to just take it with a – or not Philbin, Adam Gase coach players.
I mean,
he was really good last year when he had even like when Trubisky was there, like he was catching passes. But like last year he just was – he would have games where he'd have like one catch. Like it was – he was gone.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields was pretty awful.
You know.
Andy Dalton, not much better. Nick Foles, a little bit better than both the other two, I guess.
But usually you find a way to at least get your star guy, you know, some touches, and he was just like not even in the game plan, it seemed like.
Charlie, how do you feel about Dalton Schultz, who comes in as the number 23 ranked free agent?
See the top tight end available?
Yep.
Which
means I think he's going to break the bank, but I would like to see him with the Titans.
He kind of faded in the second half of the season, got off to a really strong start. he waited for a while, I feel like, to earn his key or, you know, get his turn, basically. And it was hard to get targets in an offense where you have Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and even Wilson, who played well this year. But I like him.
Coming up after the break, we'll talk Joe Burrow's comments as he gets set to head to, I don't want to say the biggest game of his life, because I guess the national championship game is bigger than this, but getting set to go to Arrowhead. So he's not scared. Says it's just another venue, not as loud as SEC stadiums.
Mm.
Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day.
The AFC Championship, which I don't even want to watch. Joe Burrow says it gets louder, way louder, in the SEC than in any of these NFL stadiums when talking about crowd noise in the NFL, getting ready to go to Arrowhead. That has then caused a big argument on the internet between people saying Arrowhead is going to be a madhouse and how it's better than anywhere in the SEC. Of course, SEC football fans fighting back about how Arrowhead would rank.
It just means more.
I believe ninth in the SEC when it comes to capacity.
Really? Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
I mean, NFL stadiums just don't compete with SEC stadiums. As someone who has been to Arrowhead, I mean, it was pretty loud. Like, I don't know how you differentiate loudness. I mean, to me, it's either loud, really, really loud, or not.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's either loud or
it's
like.
It's tough. I'm not bringing like a decibel meter when I'm at the games, you know? Like,
and I don't really trust the ones that they show on the stadium either, to be
honest. Oh, those are definitely not accurate.
People make way too big of a deal out of loudness. Mm. Like, it's either it's loud enough where you can't communicate and you have to, you know, use hand signals and hard counts, or it's not. I don't think. You know, a quarterback's like, wow, you know, these now I got to really exaggerate these hand signals because it's 10 decibels louder than it was when I played in the SEC. Like, just, it's loud, you know, get over it. It's the NFL, it's playoff football. People are just making way too big of a deal out of Joe Burrow's comments online, too. And didn't he make some of them in October? Like, aren't they pulling out old comments?
Yeah, he said this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was surprised to see the quote coming out. It's getting attributed, like, as to him saying it right now. So this is something he's been saying all year? Or do they just, like, bring this back up to try to, like, get Kansas City into a madhouse, into a frenzy before the AFC Championship? I don't know.
I just saw a tweet that said the comments were from October, but I don't.
Okay, yeah, like, I remember him saying something about this. I thought maybe he said something again. I thought maybe doubled down, but.
Yeah, did he double down? I feel like he's not the kind of guy that would double down.
No, I think he's the type of guy that's not going to be scared anywhere. And he's going to, like, act confident anyways. Like, you know, I do come out of that game against the Titans begrudgingly feeling like Joe Burrow has it. I still don't know if he's great or not. Like, all the praise and talking about him compared to Allen and Mahomes, I'm not really ready to go there. Because, like, you know, he scored 19 points and six of them were, you know, short fields. But he does have confidence. He does have it. He does have swagger. And he does give his teammates confidence. And I think the Bengals are going to be, I won't say a contender for a long time, but they're going to maybe be in the mix. Little breaking news, Hayden Horn me. We just sort of talked about it, but Sean Payton has officially informed the Saints that he is stepping away.
Let's go! This is awesome! Oh, no! Brady, do it next, Brady! Brady, oh my gosh. If Brady dies in the next year, this will be the greatest year of my life.
Whoa. Whoa. Boo. What? Brady dies? Why not just retire?
His time. He's old. He can retire. It's like retiring just from everything.
I think Brady's gonna do one more year.
The comments that he made in the last couple
days,
like
he's playing it up for like a farewell tour.
Oh probably. My gosh!
Yeah, you want Tom Brady has too big of an ego secretly to not do a farewell tour.
Yeah, I feel like as much as it hurts my family, I'm just gonna do one more year for the fans.
No, he's not gonna do that. the family stuff, I mean, like, maybe
he's
setting,
gonna win Super Bowl.
He might be setting up Giselle to get to say, okay, one more year of time and that's it. But at the same time, he might just be saying goodbye slowly. I would say it's all – I don't think it's calculated, which maybe I'm being naive, but it feels like if I was older – I mean, I'm a fan. I'm not old. But even I feel devastated and just like, I don't want to do this anymore. So, like, if I was a quarterback or, like, a player and I lost – and I had to think about, like, getting back ready, like, for the next season. I was just like, man, this is stupid. I want to retire. I don't ever want to do this anymore. But then, like, a month from now, you're like, okay, I've got the itch again. I'm ready to go. But Sean Payton, gonna step away from the Saints.
Oh, my gosh.
Other than jubilation.
That makes me so happy. I hate that guy so much. Oh, no, is Kevin James going to step in? Same thing.
There's still time for him to play himself in his own movie now.
Maybe that's
please.
What
the movie is already filmed, guys.
I hope
you can do reshoots. Reshoots.
I feel like they already got the whole movie done. I don't know if you can do. Maybe he can do a. Maybe they can do an extended scene where Sean Payton retires and walks away.
Give him a cameo in his own movie about himself.
I hope he goes back to coaching youth sports.
He's probably going to set out a
sets
year.
Sets up the sequel.
What's going to happen?
That's a bounty system.
What's going to happen is that Sean Payton is going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2023. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
And they're still
going
to
lose.
Yeah, so he's taking a year off to set up a movie sequel.
Yeah. He's going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2023.
They're going to
let Mike McCarthy get fired this year, and then it'll be a wrap.
It'll be awful.
And it might even be as quick, like, if the Saints are – I don't think the Saints will just, like, let him out of his contract. I don't think he can just walk away. He wasn't a free agent, right? Or was he?
I don't know.
How many years did he have left on his deal, Cam? Do you know?
I do not know off the top of my head. I just assumed he was able to coach there until he wanted to not.
I got – 2023 is when he's supposed to be a free agent, so, like, I think he maybe had 1 year left on his deal.
When I typed in Sean Payton – Cowboys came up before contract.
There you go.
Oh, this is so incredible. Wow.
Okay, so this was, let's see, 2 days ago. Wow. Payton has 3 years left on his contract. He's been on vacation for more than a week. Turned off his phone while on vacation, just kind of quit talking to him, and I guess he decided he wants to step away. Be highly unlikely for him to coach another team in 2022. Rather, this would be a mini retirement to recharge for a year after several people close to him described him as incredibly challenging and difficult. I don't know. Okay.
So that happens when you have to coach Jameis Winston.
Okay.
Maybe he has a soul after all. All the pain of coaching the Saints took a toll on him.
So I guess, like, you know, that he would still be under contract. And the last time this happened, notably, like, Bruce Arians retired from the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it was only 5 years with them compared to where we at, like 15 now with Sean Payton. He's been there since 06, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Came out of retirement in 2019 to go to the Bucs. Tampa Bay sent Arizona a sixth-round pick to, you know, compensate them.
Sixth-round pick, you said?
Yeah. Which, I mean, we've seen – you don't really see, like, coaches getting traded too often. I mean, I guess it happened with John Gruden back in the day. When the Raiders and Bucks swapped him out. You also, I mean, the NBA, you've seen it a couple of times, at least once with Doc Rivers, where he got traded from Boston to the Clippers.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, again, this did happen with Bruce Arians. So.
Dennis Allen right now, considered the early front runner, current defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I guess if you're Sean Payton, it's good timing to do it because he was, like, kind of scheduled to interview with the Chicago Bears. So I guess he was maybe going to get a head coaching job. So now you can just maybe keep him if you're the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Man, NFC South up for grabs. Brady's gone, huh?
Matt Rhule going to go from on the hot seat to conference division champion just like that.
Sam Darnold? No.
So we're back to this where the 5-win Falcons are going to.
Hey, we won 7 games. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you were a 5-win team.
We won 7, though. So we're overachievers, which means we can overachieve and win the division next year is what I hear. Mean,
honestly, though, like if Tom Brady leaves, are they just the favorite?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Saints.
They're
going to
win the division.
I think like betting odds, the Saints will still be the favorite.
I think the Saints. Yeah, the Saints getting a quarterback is still going to be fine. Like I don't even know how good.
Who are they
going to
get
anymore? Just bring back Jameis. Get anybody besides Taysom Hill.
I'd be fine with Jameis being there. Yeah, that doesn't terrify me at all.
I mean, they were what 5-2 before he got hurt.
Yeah, that still doesn't terrify. Jameis doesn't terrify me.
Yeah, you don't. Wouldn't be terrified either, but
Cordarrelle Patterson, that's who should be terrifying teams.
He's a free agent, right?
Yeah, but he wants to be back. He's been campaigning for that.
I would want to be back too if Arthur Smith finally figured out a way to make me good.
He literally last game he wore cleats that said bring Cordarrelle back to the A. So
well, that can't
he
be
might
a
just
good,
play for free.
Can't
then.
Be a good negotiation tactic.
He might just play for free.
Yeah, I hope so.
We shall see, but the rain for Sean Payton, done.
That is incredible. I need to text my friend
in New Orleans
fan and laugh at him.
Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour 3 of headlines. Got some Tuesday trivia. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.